Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah. Why do you never hear, you know, always hear women talk about broke men? Why don't y'all hear men talk about broke women? Because there's a lot of broke women.
I feel like with men and money and women, it's just always going to be funny. Because if she makes too much, it's uncomfortable. Because now he's the bitch or he's the wife. Or he makes less.
Let's keep on it, honey.
You know? And then if she has nothing, then she has to abide by whatever he says. And probably, like, be his property in most cases.
Right.
So women that don't work allow themselves most of the times to get cheated on, embarrassed, disrespected, because they can't maintain their own lifestyle without a man or don't want to.
I think money is like one of the biggest controversial issues between men and women and just life too in general, because like I said earlier, like men are the dominators. Men are supposed to be the caretakers, the providers. You know, women are supposed to be taking the home, cleaning, cooking, blah, blah, blah.
But I feel That's like they're naturally competitive men.
Yeah, history is what it is. So the discussion about, you know, who's broke and who's not, it falls more on the man's side because that's just what we've been taught. We've been conditioned to think that way. Like, the man should always have more money and not the girl. So when you come across a broke girl, it's not like, oh, shit, she's save broke. Her. She's not about it. Mm. But when you come across a broke guy, it's like, damn, what he's doing with himself. Like,
yeah.
You know?
So a daily wrap-up crew, no book of, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, make sure y'all follow me on IG, The Real Y Eli, or IG. As always, got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. And what it do, shout out to my brother, Jew. And I came up with this out of boredom. Eli had the flu, but I'm carrying the team like I'm Jordan. You heard? Ace the GOAT, 24.
That is clean. I'm not going to lie. That's
I try, man.
Anyway, we got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. I'm Darnisha. You can follow me at Couture Chevu on Instagram.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, my name is Sol. You can follow me at Sol, that's 2L's underscore 87.
Oh, 2L. Hey guys, I'm KK. You can follow me at Wildly Oblivious X3.
Mm-hmm. Listen, before you jump into these topics, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe if you're not already subscribed. I sound like I got the flu and shit. I sound mad lazy and shit.
It's
like,
my allergy.
Come on, put some energy in there.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. Make sure y'all hit that subscribe button for me, man, so I can get better.
For this pink outfit, y'all. Man. I put it on for y'all.
Listen, let me get into this first topic, right? Do y'all think there's a double standard when it comes to older women dating younger men and younger men dating older men dating younger women? Because obviously we're going to talk about this whole Dre and Michelle situation dating Jalen Green.
Yeah. What team he on? You know, I don't know nothing.
You on the
Rockets.
Rockets.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So where they at? Like what state?
Houston.
Okay. Oh, Texas.
Do y'all think, you know, there's a double standard there? What's your thoughts on this? Because I could keep going. We got Bernice Burgos. Yeah. We got Brittany Randall.
She hasn't been public with anybody younger, Bernice.
I mean,
she's gorgeous. I don't care. She looks. She looks.
Her
good.
Daughter says she liked them niggas.
Oh,
young,
really?
So
really?
I don't know.
I think you know what? I think it is a double standard, especially in Dre and Michelle's case. It's like she's 39, and the kid is 21, and she has a 21-year-old. So I feel like it's different. Mm. Like I don't have any kids yet. I'm 29, so even I couldn't have a 21-year-old by that age. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I literally couldn't. So I feel like it'll be different. Like if she had a younger kid, it would make more sense in this situation. But yeah, it's kind of weird. And when old men get the stigma, like they're kind of old and creepy or sugar daddies and stuff like that. And then I don't know. It's not giving cougar though, because like,
she's a not cougar, that old.
Right? And she's not like, she look good, you know. It's not giving like, because I really think she could have like any man she wants. I'm almost sure she looks so good, mm-hmm. you know. Within, like I said, that she wants, not every man in the world, but any man mm-hmm. that she wants. So, yeah, I really just think it is a double standard. It's kind of messed up. I ain't gonna
you think that's predatorial?
I think in her yes,
in her case, yeah.
When you raise a child from 0 to 21, and yeah, the kid is 21, you know how it is. From you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Of course, they're different.
Especially
everybody's
for
different.
Him.
Yeah, but that's like, a little. Him. That's like, a bit much
because
yeah.
it's awkward and
y'all
weird.
A mom.
So she,
I'm a mom.
Yeah, so she had no kids.
Yeah. So I don't. I personally, I don't want to judge anybody else. Right. I don't know what situation they're going through. Besides that, she's older, and I'm assuming he's younger than her.
Yeah.
I would. Personally feel weird if and I feel it would mom. Make my twins I have twins they're yeah. 7 now yeah. I feel like it would make them uncomfortable
if you know
in a situation where people can talk to about your mom freely.
What if your son was 21 and it was a 39-year-old that he got pregnant?
I mean, he would be a man at that age and mm-hmm. it's his choice, his decision,
but
his angle I would find it weird. Yeah, but he's not like, it's not like he's 16 and she's 25.
Yeah.
He's already 21, 22, 25. So you're entitled to do whatever you want at that age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you know? She's lived like so many more years. She has so much more experience above him. And it's like, that's like if my son comes home and then I start dating his friends. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
They're the same
that's
age.
True.
They can be friends.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like.
Like, she never threw a Super Bowl party for her son at like 20, 21. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, you never had a bunch of his friends over. So it's like, awkward. You said the same.
There's definitely a double standard. I feel like it's more acceptable if a man does it because that's a culture.
Oh, you think it's more acceptable?
I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's
you
the same.
You feel culturally it's more acceptable?
But culturally it's like, okay, she's young and pretty and he's older and he has money or whatever.
So it's not, like,
and
not
she's
acceptable.
Just like lost in life.
You think,
dating
you think
young
it's
people.
More acceptable?
Huh?
That's why I was asking her too, because I disagree.
People are, like, I see it more as a nature where families accept it.
It does happen more for sure, mm-hmm. but
it does
I feel
happen
like,
more.
I don't know. I have is more. I don't know if it happens more, but I think when a man does it, it's negative stereotypes, and when a woman does it, it's just regular.
It doesn't
because like sugar daddies and uh-huh. and they be like, oh, he old and she young. I mean, it just looked
at
negative.
They'll be like, okay, what does he have in
her?
Common? Like, if it was a 39-year-old man that was like in the limelight, and it was a 21-year-old girl, people would probably think it's more predatorial. I mean, we're not going to talk about sure. Marcus Houston and his wife. You know, we're not going to talk to because that's something that's different. But right.
But they had something to say about Diddy and Young Miami.
Oh, really? They did?
I think it just really matters, like, the amount of years, too. Like, the amount of years apart is, like, a huge thing. Mm. And also, I feel like men are more looked at by in society as, like, you know, being more dominant, making more choices, like, being a stronger figure. So even if they're younger in a relationship, it doesn't look as bad when it's the opposite way around.
Mm. I kind of want
to... That's actually interesting because... When older men date younger women, the first thing that they say is, oh, he manipulated her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't say the same thing for young boys that's obviously getting manipulated. Mm-hmm. Like Zion Williamson, when he was getting manipulated, these women know what they're doing with these young athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? They're looking at them. They're seeing a paycheck. They're seeing a potential child support payment. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, women especially always like to pride themselves on being more mature, right? And emotionally intelligent, right?
That's
so then
true.
It's like, damn, how are you getting manipulated then if you're quote unquote more mature mm-hmm. than the average or than the average male or whatever the case
right.
is. But again, we don't have that same grace towards men in these situations. We just look at it, well, they should have knew better. We would never
definitely happens more often though.
But we would never tell, like when Zion and PJ Washington got into their situations, PJ Washington, he's another basketball player with Brittany Renner.
With Brittany Renner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we look at them and we tell the boys or those young men is like,
should have known better.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you should have got finessed. Like, you know what I mean? But we would never tell a young girl, like, yo, you should have knew better. You shouldn't have got finessed. Like, you know what I mean? So we don't have that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's looked at negative. It's like, oh, he took advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all the more mature species, right? Like, y'all mature quicker and all that shit, but...
I feel like both sides have their...
Right. Yeah, you don't 20 think... 20 years mature.
Right. Like, I mean, I think it's like
dating a 18-year-old different... year and you 20, you know, yeah. You're still not there mentally. But it's... I think
that's,
it goes...
And that's how they, that's how they make it... The man is going to be there?
No, I think manipulation okay. goes, like, both ways. Mm. Like, I think...
I think, right. You know, I think she's being a little...
Women definitely, yeah. you know, mm. play the part. I just think that society views it as, like, women are just more fragile, essentially. Mm. So when they see... an older woman dating a younger man. It's not like, oh my God, ew.
It's giving very much Stella got her groove back, right?
But, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. Why can't? But it's too much because it's like you should need to be in a different age bracket just with your men, period, because you take away too from all the other women who have options, because these women who have multiple kids are going back and dating these young guys who have no kids.
That's true.
So now you're taking them completely off the market, giving them a baby, giving them, like, it's like you just ruined him.
Oopsie.
But even when Stella got her groove back, yeah. See, that's a positive light they painted.
That's very much so. Very much so.
If that was a reverse movie, what would that name, like, R. Kelly? R. Kelly goes to jail or some shit. Like,
I'm done.
And recently, like, they was just about to kill Chris Brown again over the, they was assuming or accusing him of dating that young South African girl, that Tyler, that
she's
that
not water even that young, please.
She's 22.
Okay.
Chris Brown is 34. And I'm not saying...
But she was born and raised in Africa. It's different. Them women different.
I'm just saying, but they was killing Chris Brown off of... They was a,
22 and 34, that's crazy.
That, right, that's no, not crazy. I don't think that's bad at all.
They was killing like Chris Brown off of that. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if that was Zion Williamson and that porn star, nobody was saying any. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it was just whatever the case is. Okay. So, let me get to this next topic, right? You said, basically, why do men feel comfortable asking women for, like, nudes and talking sexual to them, mm-hmm. but then they feel, like, uncomfortable when women ask them in return for like money and stuff like
that. Can you explain monetarily.
Can you explain that for the folks at home?
Okay, for the folks at home, I feel like men are so quick to ask you for things, like for your body, especially nudes and stuff. Mm. Or like you'll know if he likes threesomes. He'll know, you get what I'm saying? He always wants to know your sexual history. Mm. What's your, like, what do you do in bed? And okay, do you like to do the X, Y, and Z? Do you like to give like, they'll ask these questions and it's fun and it's like, ooh, you're like texting and flirting. It's like,
what's the color of your nipple? Like,
Right. I'm salacious.
How your pussy look?
So it's so we can get salacious when it comes to women bodies and, like, you get what I'm saying? Mm. But as soon as you're like, well, you know, I got a parking ticket this week, it's like solid. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, now we don't want to talk about something. Or it's like, you know, God forbid if I, like, say, okay, can I get some money this week or something like that? Like, first of all, that's mad. Like, that's weird. But you get what I'm saying? Like, but you're like, oh, like, send me some news. I swear, how many guys have told y'all to just send news within
it's
a couple days?
Tacky and corny. It's a turnoff.
It happens every damn time to me.
Anybody that talks sexually within
a week or two.
Or that it's like consistent.
Right? Okay, no. So let me ask. How long does it take you to, like, a woman that you're dating? Mm. Okay, she's sexy and all that, all the good stuff. Mm. How long does it take you to ask her for nudes?
If you do.
But it's okay. I like that energy. But y'all got to match energy.
At some point.
But yeah, he said, I believe you.
I want to see. I feel like
give him a week and a half. 10 days. Yeah, 10 days. 10 business days. I'll give you 10 business days.
She said 10.
I mean, it depends.
10 business days. I'll give you 10 business
days. It depends on how the conversation going. Like, if the conversation is going in that direction, I don't just be like, oh, how's
it?
Okay. I'll just be like, how's your day? Oh, let me get some nudes. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. That's cool. But it's late night and she texting it.
But if we texting
I was thinking about and you, we what vibing, you was thinking about.
And the conversation is going that way. Like, all right, so what you wearing? You know what I mean? Like, just right, like that.
What you wearing?
Yeah.
Or I'm about to take a shower.
You a squirter?
Eye emojis and shit.
Oh, yeah. Or I'm about to take a shower and that's how the conversation turns sexual real quick.
Can I join you?
That's how they say it.
Be like, can I join you?
So y'all know this is how the conversation turns sexual. Right, but yet, I'm going in the shower now.
But we're not supposed to talk about how
Mind you, I just said before you said that. Like, I was like, I like that energy. Like, I'm going to feed into it. But can we match energy? If you're so comfortable asking, like, for a picture of my body, like, I would hope that
how was that matching energy, though?
No, once again, I was just saying that. I would hope that you, I value my body more than you value your money. I would hope that. So if you're so comfortable, Yeah, absolutely. I should value my body more than you value your money, the money that you make. Money is paper. It's promissory notes. It's not even backed by anything in the United States. Mm. You know how money is created? Like, let's not do it. So I'm just saying,
the same thing that make the world go round? That's what you're talking about? The same thing that I got work an 8-hour shift, 10 hours again? That's what you're talking about?
8-hour shift for them promissory notes.
You're talking about the shit that you was born with. You ain't do nothing for it. That's the same thing.
Right. And okay. Some people are more blessed than others. So my natural thing that God gave me, God created that.
Right.
Man created money. Uh-huh. So yes, I right, do so nothing about it.
He created that. He created this. So that would be an equal exchange, no?
What's an equal exchange?
Body, your body.
So you want to send me your penis? Because you think I'm that interested in seeing your penis?
You should be if we talking. I mean,
ooh, let me see your dick. I don't think I've ever seen a girl. You send a picture of your dick. Like,
it's weird for a girl to be like, horny? Let me see a dick picture.
Right. Do you get horny when
that's
a guy...
Weird? Yeah, I'm not sexual already. It's awkward. Like, that's not the mm-hmm. foreplay I was looking for.
But y'all always do it before sex.
Yeah, like, and I hate
it's foreplay for like men. And I appreciate it. It's fine.
Like, you can ask the guy for a time, be like, it's time to fuck. No, it's not time.
Wait, what?
What?
They just turn everything sexual. You can't have a regular conversation with some men. You can't have a regular conversation with some men without them turning it sexual one way or another.
Yes, 100%.
But that's what we was kind of alluding to.
I'd be dealing with a horny ass nigga.
That's very annoying.
Y'all don't know, but that's
wild. What time is it? Sex time?
Sex o'clock.
I'm gonna have to use sex o'clock.
I think
half past sex.
I think it's like Ace said, it just comes down to, I think men, we will want something that's equivalent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if a guy is talking sexual, asking for nudes, he's expecting the equivalent to be him sending you nudes, you send him, whatever. That's equivalent. You asking for money, to most men, is not really equivalent, probably because they don't see you as a long-term option to even consider that as an equivalency. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So I'm not saying we should ask for money, by the way. Mm-hmm, like, oh, let me get some money. I'm just saying, like, it's... To me, it's
what you saying. You saying
it's not okay.
If I feel comfortable asking you for nudes, you should feel comfortable asking me for money.
I think if we're at that point, because why are you so comfortable asking me for my nudes? That's what I mean.
All right, well, you should just start OnlyFans at that point.
No. Why? I don't want to do it. I'm saying, why are you so comfortable asking me for my nudes
to begin with?
Mm-hmm. If why are you that comfortable?
I don't know what situation.
I don't know how serious we are, and whatever else he just said in reference to a man giving a woman money. I don't know how serious we are. If you've been worth it or whatever else you said, I don't know that any of that to be sending you my body and. Like you said, OnlyFans. So it's a commodity. My naked body is commodity. Some people pay for this. So why would I just say, not this me specifically, pay for that type of content?
Right.
So, yeah. In that case, absolutely. Yeah.
And just men in general, they won't really give you, like, money unless you're giving them your body, essentially. Like, a lot of men, just like you said, you know, time. So it's like, let's say you're talking to somebody for, like, 3 months, then 6 months. Like, you know, the relationship develops further. But it's like a man who's going to invest money into you isn't going to just give you, you know, money up front. Because it's like, okay, now she's giving me her body. So now I'm going to start giving her some money because, you know, this is where we going. So it's like men value it on the same level, essentially, as what she's money. Saying. Because
I mean, women,
like,
women, I do agree with
it's
you.
It's like a trade-off.
Some women do the same thing, as because that's why we have the OnlyFans now. Yeah. Women using their body to make money now. Like, you know what I mean? So it's more or less the same thing, but I do agree that there are some men that's just some horny bastards out there.
I ain't mad at you going to try, but you know.
So they feel uncomfortable and be like, all right, give me some money. With some girls, whether they have OnlyFans or not, if you want to go that far, I'm going to go that far. All you want
that's
nudes,
the point.
I want money.
It's like if you want to go that far, I'm going to go that far. It's not like, oh, give me money, I'm sending you nudes. No, we're not asking for money. I'm not asking for money. Like you said, if it was that serious, I'm going to OnlyFans. But no, nothing's that serious. No bags, no jewelry, no nothing. It has never been that serious for me. Respect all the girls on OnlyFans, respectfully. No bag, no jewelry.
It's
no,
just if you're gonna say something uncomfortable to me, I'm gonna say something back, and we're gonna see how we're gonna take it.
It's very personal. So if you're gonna get that personal, let me
because I feel like you're trying to say that you can buy me. So how much are you gonna buy me for?
Right? Really?
How are you trying to wait?
Listen,
what?
I guess she's saying
when a guy says like, let's like you said, send me nudes. That's gonna make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. But how does that mean he feel like he could buy you though?
That's gonna make me feel uncomfortable, right?
Okay.
Some men, when you give them an amount, they're willing to pay for it, and they test you in that way. Like, let me just send her notes. She probably asking for money. I'll send the money, or I won't send the money.
Yeah,
that's how they test some girls too. They
I just feel like sometimes guys feel like how much I can give by doing the least. You know, I've seen like memes and stuff like that, but it's so true. Like, I feel like they're like, oh, let me get this, let me get that, let me. You know, so they're asking for, I feel like if y'all want to ask for much, God forbid if we was to be on the same type of time, like, then we're weird. Now we're like, first of all, I totally think that's weird and uncomfortable to ask a man for money, soups, you know, that you're just dating on a surface level super early on. That's kind of, but I'm just saying, like, it's both weird.
I just think that if y'all dating a man and he's 2 days into y'all talking and he's talking about sex, then that shouldn't be a conversation no more. Like, that's not the type of dude y'all looking for. That's, you know what I'm saying?
He clearly only see you as one option.
You
know, sweet. Like,
yeah. So. You gave me Playboy vibes. Okay, that was cute. For real. Okay.
Don't let the veneers fool you. Like,
right. Like, that's true. Right. Ate that. Okay. If they're veneers, no, they look so good. Doing. Legit, you got veneers?
No.
I'm about to say, ooh, they look so good and natural because you know these men. They be out here jumping.
Yo, next topic.
At this point, I'm not going out to eat with you. Like, I'm going to be grossed out. Like, listen, we're not doing
let me get
this.
Get
you're
to
perfectly
next,
white.
Let me get to this next topic. Okay. is a woman seeking a financially stable partner the same as a gold digger? What's your thoughts on this?
It depends where the woman is financially in her life. Because if she's like just some broke girl not doing absolutely nothing and just solely looking for a man to provide a lifestyle for her, then that's a gold digger.
You think they're both the same thing? So they kind of they say.
But if you're a successful woman, you know, who's about her money, does what she needs to do, and you're looking for another successful man, then you're not a gold digger. You're just looking for somebody to match the level of what you're bringing into the table.
Okay. Absolutely, that's a good perspective. Definitely,
that's a valid point. That's anybody a good else?
I can't even.
Everybody sees that one has more money than the other. It's like you just have to see.
Yeah.
You have to see, like, where you at in life, where that person at is. Like, are you working? Are you trying to work? Do you want to stay broke? Do you want to make money? Some people and things can be fixed.
Yeah.
You understand? And
you some ate that when you say, do you want to, like, stay broke or be broke? Like, why would I want to be in a... First of all, relationships are complex as it is, right? Mm. Why we got to add on, like, hardship? You know what I'm saying? We can't pay the bills. The lights going out. We got roaches and we just in a compromising situation. Like, who wants to... I do want to marry a man financially stable because that means, like, I have a better life for my kids. I don't have to stress about my kids like paying for college or any mortgages or building equity or credit. Cause I want to build like a little legacy. You get what I'm saying? And build businesses. So I would know that I have that financial support. Why not?
So would y'all date a man that's making the same amount y'all making?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
I've dated men that was the same as me, higher than me, and below me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I definitely, okay.
You understand? Like a lot of broke guys are popular with good girls.
Okay. Why is that?
Yeah, I
feel like they more emotional and they invest and they know how to clean. Yeah, and they got more time and they know how to clean.
They definitely got more time.
Right. More time. Yeah.
More available.
Yeah. More dick.
More dick, more listening.
That's true.
More doing.
True. Last night, aspects, I heard a couple argue in the hallway. She was like, oh, you got is a big dick. And that's it. I was like, wait, who?
She thought that was a diss. Like,
You got the girlies listening now. Like, who are you girl?
That's advertisement, right?
I was going through the people. Like, wait, who?
Which one? Who are we talking about?
Right. Right. Who are we talking about? The one with the braids?
Somebody opening the door. She kicking you out?
I think that...
she tripping. Come on.
Right. Very much like what you said. I just think a gold digger is just somebody that is just... Their sole purpose is just to use somebody for their resources.
Yes, absolutely. You know what
I
mean? Absolutely.
I think somebody's looking for a financially stable partner is looking, I would hope, for long-term longevity and family building and a marriage and stuff like that. Yeah. Sustain a marriage. But yeah, if you're just looking for somebody just to take care, just to provide a lifestyle, that's for sure a gold
that's
digger.
That's what a gold digger
you're
going to
leave at any opportunity. You're more or less an opportunist at that point.
Right. They got some gold diggers that will marry you, though. Don't be fooled. No.
They will marry you until that money run out. Then they will marry the next person.
But you won't know that until that money run out, though.
Mm-hmm. You got gold diggers and you got gold diggers.
Ooh.
Like girls with goals, like they want to build together
goals
with
digger,
you.
Yeah.
Gold digger.
Yeah, because why would I want to be in a poverty situation? Like I want to be blessed.
And there's different levels of broke too. It has all to do with like mentality. Because I could deal with someone who's broke, but if you don't have no motivation, no ambition, no goals.
But I just feel like how do you become broke? Like I've been in every bad or compromising situation, like growing up, right? Like I grew up like foster care, like shelter. Like I feel like you work your way out of these things. Like I feel like somebody who's like smart and a student of the world and understands how the world works. I don't think it broke it. You get what I'm saying? It's not a thing. You may have, let's say you fell bankrupt. That's different. Mm. You get what I'm saying? If you that level of broke, oh, I fell bankrupt. I had a big company and it failed. Mm. But you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like intellectual men know how to escape poverty.
Being broke
is a mentality.
It's a mentality. Yeah. Yes, it's a mentality. You ain't got to
stay
there. Right.
You choose to stay there.
I'm super like self-made.
And there's a lot
super
of people that are just comfortable. You know, working a 9-to-5, making $15 an hour, will just go to work and come home and be like, well, this is my check and this is my life and I'm good with that. Mm. But there's other people they that work want more. Them, right. And, you know, will continue to strive to get better and better. Mm. But yeah.
I think that is a good question too. Like, what is considered broke? You know, obviously when we ask women, most of the time they're going to talk about finances, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, what do y'all consider broke as far as finances or just in general? What do y'all determine broke? Like, you know what I mean? What does that
really say somebody who actually has money, good amount of money, a lot of money, and decides to spend that on designers.
Like bad money management. Oh. Mm-hmm. That's true. Broke. That has happened.
That's broke because you're eventually going to get there. Like, what are you doing?
You own nothing. You on the way.
You own absolutely nothing but the designers you're wearing. Mm-hmm. So you could be homeless. You could be without a car. You could literally go broke and be hungry real soon. Mm-hmm. From a place that you wasn't in to begin with or you got out of.
Okay.
You know? I see a lot of broke people. She said, mentally, like, with a lot of money, and they, when it comes down to emergencies, they gotta GoFundMe. But you just had a Lambo, and you was in Dubai, you was doing all this, like, how can you do that with no?
Yeah.
But and you have the access to the money to put away, even if it's $100 a week.
Just like scamming.
You understand? Like,
that's
you
what I'm about to say. That money ain't this. Like, that money ain't this.
Like. I'm not talking about scamming. I'm talking about people in general that have the cash flow, that have the money. Mm. You know, not that isn't a card, and I gotta do. That you have money.
I don't know. I think
blowing it all.
I think when you're working hard for money, it'd be hard to spend it the way you talking about. Like anybody that's going clocking in and they coming home and to buy Louis Vuitton and Gucci, just
crazy.
You going to work just to buy that? I don't know many people that clock in to come home and buy.
This is the mentality of the youth right now of everyone. I think that I
think these youth be scamming,
but it's scamming.
Yeah, they be scamming.
It's because they live for the moment, the high. They get like a 20K real quick. Oh, I'm gonna just make
blow
get
that
all
shit.
This design.
But I guess that could be considered broke to y'all.
In 20K, but then they don't realize the scams run out. Like you gotta find something. Right. You always jump in
something
to the next thing. But you really broke in between. You struggling. Right. Mm. And if something happens, like in between that moment, you asked out.
Because so it's like
you
a don't scamming.
You're scamming, there's a possibility you're going to jail. So you're going to need money for lawyers.
Legit.
For bail. To be in jail. You know?
I think sometimes I see women, like I seen this video that was going viral where this woman was talking about she's dating a broke man. And she basically was talking about how. You know, he used to pay for all the dates and stuff like that, but now he couldn't pay for all the dates, right? And she later, in the next post, she talked about how, you know, he does own his own house and he does have his own financial responsibilities. And what happens, I think, sometimes when you are financially responsible, I think some women can look at that as being broke because now, instead of going on dates every week now, I'm trying to save up for a house or another house or whatever the case is. So I'm not spending as much on you that I used to. So now it looks like, oh, he's just being cheap or he's broke now. Like, you know what I mean? It's no, I'm not broke. It's just I'm choosing to invest my money somewhere else so I could think about the long term, the bigger picture. Like, you get what I'm
saying?
My
best friend literally just went through this.
With the exact same situation?
The exact same thing. Okay. Legit. Mm. And I feel like he had a conversation with her. In that video, did she say, oh, he had a conversation with me about what's his goals and what's his plans and why he can no longer take me out on dates or so many dates. And plus, he can get creative and do free shit. Mm. But you know what I'm saying? Like, did she say, oh, no, he had a conversation with me? Because her guy that she was dating at the time, and he had tripped too, he literally had a conversation with her, was like, you know, I'm kind of like saving up for like a house or something like that, like X, Y, and Z. So he had that conversation. And in that case, she didn't say, oh, he's broke now or whatever. When it initially stopped, we feel slighted. So maybe we're doing broke as like a cop out or whatever. But we feel like, oh, was it us? Is it Gucci wag? You know, it's not given. Mm. Did I do something wrong? Or is he seeing somebody else? We feel like we start questioning ourselves as women. Like, we're like, oh, because he, or is he too comfortable with us? So, yeah. So those are the things that went through her mind initially. But once he had that conversation, it was like, oh, you know what you know, you're trying to save. Like, it was like a relief for her.
Yeah, it depends on the woman that
I don't know
have.
Women that would say, oh, you broke now because we can't go on dates no more.
Yeah, it's about communication.
That's dusty.
Because as long as you keep it open and, like, you know, this is the plan. This is what we're doing. Because you can't just cold turkey, like, you giving her all these things and then out of nowhere, it's like, forget
it stops.
You.
Yeah, because like, it's like, what are you doing? You have somebody else. Like, but if you have a plan and you have the right woman, that she'll understand, like, all right, we're doing other things now. Mm-hmm. We already did all the dates and going out. We got to save up to own a restaurant. We like dates so much and buy the restaurant.
Right. Okay, cute. Stuff like that is cute. See, that's the way you, that's a little gaslighting, but that's the way you do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely ways for you to, like, you know, finesse things and, you know, find some, you know, listen. I be using Groupon. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh, yes, Groupon. Like, love Groupon. Right. Picnic in the park.
I love Groupon.
Shout out to Groupon.
What?
Like, if y'all want to sponsor the show,
sponsor
like,
us, you know what I mean?
Perfect sponsorship. Or,
I do stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think, but that's me also being financially responsible. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna pay full price to do the same activity I could do for cheaper. Like, you get
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, especially like a spa day or something.
Yeah, like,
they have legit goods.
Is a Groupon on the first date a red flag, though?
Listen. Nah, definitely not. Especially if you're doing something.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. You're doing something, period. Like, I don't care if it's
it could be like, if it's an experience, yeah. But if it's like dinner, come on, you're not using, you know, 2-for-1. Right. That's a little, everybody hates Chris-ish.
But what if he take you to a nice restaurant, you know what I mean? But he, like, yo, make sure you add this Groupon to
I'm
the I'm
going to need him to do that on the side. I just don't want to see it. How about that? I'll give you that respect. If I don't know, come on. But if I'm going to be like, oh, that's not a red flag, though. But I'm going to be like.
Now the food tastes a little different now. Like, I'm saying, wait a second. This shit don't taste 5 stars
anymore. This ain't ribeye. Like,
the artificial.
Right.
You was just praising it. But right. What's the problem now?
Right.
But you know, too, that you could call the places and be like, listen, I saw this price on Groupon. Can you match it? And I'll pay, like, directly when I get there. A lot of them will be like, yeah. Because look, Groupon don't
gym
pay
for
them.
Y'all men.
Yeah, like,
right, price match. Okay.
Because Groupon really
ate that.
More for publicity to just get the place
to
out
advertise
there.
And
so
stuff.
It's like they don't really make a lot of money off of the price that Groupon sells it for.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you call them and be like, listen, I'll come there and I'll pay $60 for this because it's listed on Groupon like that.
Ain't that done. Be like, in the same category, uh-huh. Right? Ain't that done. I'm going to do that for sure.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Yeah, I'm about to go for lashes,
like,
or something
me,
just to try it out.
On Groupon. Would you match it if I come there? And they'll be like, yeah, absolutely. Come right. Girl.
All right.
Respectfully.
Because they get all the profit then at that point. They dumb if they don't. That's a stupid business move to not. Told me to come in and
You mean instead of using the Groupon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So why do you never hear, you know, always hear women talk about broke men? Why don't y'all hear men talk about broke women? Because there's a lot of broke
women.
It's
a patriarchy.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of broke
women. There's a patriarchy here.
I've dated a couple, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you dated a couple broke bitches?
They
and
broke,
why you
like,
dated
you know
them?
I mean? I didn't date them specifically because they was broke, but, you know, it was like, how much you make? Oh, yeah, I'm going to date you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just that, obviously, I don't prioritize a woman's finances as much. So, you know, it's not a priority to me. But we don't talk about that as well. And that could be, you know, I wouldn't be always be like, oh, a broke man is miserable. Broke people are miserable. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a man thing.
Like
it's not a gender
broke
thing.
Bitches
like, you know
is miserable, too. I think he wants
to
say that. But I feel like
with
he
men,
to be polite. Broke bitches is miserable, too. No, for real.
I feel like with men and money and women, it's just always going to be funny. Because if she makes too much, it's uncomfortable. Because now he's the bitch or he's the wife. Or he makes
Let's
less.
Let's keep on it, honey.
You know? And then if she has nothing, then she has to abide by whatever he says. And probably, like, be his property in most cases.
Right.
So women that don't work allow themselves most of the times to get cheated on, embarrassed, disrespected. Because they can't maintain their own lifestyle without a man. Or don't want to.
I think money is, like, one of the biggest controversial issues between men and women and just life, too, in general. Because, like I said earlier, like, men are the dominators. Men are supposed to be the caretakers, the providers.
The
you
providers.
Know, women are supposed to be taking the home, cleaning, cooking, blah, blah, blah.
But I feel like they're naturally competitive men.
Yeah, history is what it is. So the discussion about, you know, who's broke and who's not, it falls more on the man's side because that's just what we've been taught. We've been conditioned to think that way. Like,
groomed.
The man should always have more money and not the girl. So when you come across a broke girl, it's not like, oh, shit, she's
Save
broke.
Her.
She's not about it. Mm. But when you come across a broke guy, it's like, damn, what he's doing with himself. Like,
yeah.
You know? there you start to make excuses kind of for a female. Like, oh, maybe she got this, maybe she got kids, right. Maybe it's hard, maybe this, maybe that. Like, mm-hmm. But with a guy, you're like,
he's just broke.
What he's doing? Like, why he's not getting up every day even, at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Even in these times where women are supposed to be, like, I hear all the time, black mm-hmm. women is, oh, they get into the bag, you know what I mean? Like, so why is it still that same stereotype when it comes to in these times?
You know what I mean? Especially in a time where women have fought hard for equality. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to be equal in everything until it comes down to finances. Then it's like, oh, no, y'all still the bread. Y'all supposed to still provide. That's what the Bible say. You know what I mean?
I don't want to be equal. I will cater to my man. I will do all the things, honey.
Myself. I want to be able to hold myself down regardless. Like, I feel like I need to have my own table, my own house, my own mansion, like, inside my home before anybody could come in and then they add to it.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, like, you come into this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. You don't know what can happen between you and anybody else. And I don't ever want to feel that dependency, like, where I'm left stranded and I don't got no choice because I've just been dependent on a man to make all this money. Like,
so why does it have to be a dependency thing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we talk on the show about a word called interdependence, right? You know what I mean? It's both people dependent on each other. In society, I don't think we talk about that word enough, or that might be our first time even hearing that word. Like, you know what I mean? Because we're so used to being independent. We want to tell, each gender wants to tell each other how much we depended. We don't need you. I don't need to rely on you. When really, we need to depend on each other. You know what I'm saying? And we've been going so far away from that. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Even in a situation where the man is making the money in the household, he's very dependent on his wife. Mm-hmm. She's cooking, taking care of the kids. Y'all talk about how you can't put a price on that, but y'all never equate that when it comes to a household where the man is making the money. Like, oh, I'm dependent on it. He's dependent on you too.
Right. Yeah, but that's my
and that's great. I love that.
So messy.
I love those dynamics.
It gets really, really messy because then it's like everybody's like, oh, you did this, I did this, we did this.
I just feel like
people aren't adults. You didn't do that. It's cool to be dependent on somebody 100%. You know, who doesn't want to have
somebody to lean on?
To lean on 1,000%. But then you don't want to feel like when that person leaves or if something happens between the two where you're just bickering about all the things you did, all the things I did, and now we don't have that anymore together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like now, because we depended so much on each other, I can't even be independent. So it's like, I feel like regardless of how much you depend on somebody, you should still always have your independence as well.
Absolutely.
I feel like men are just, like I said, naturally competitive. So
I don't think that applies.
I'm not giving you a dime.
I don't think that applies in a relationship, though.
It absolutely applies in a relationship. No. Like, a lot of men who are
only women want to compete with their man in a relationship.
Absolutely. I would never want to compete with my man. That's what we're trying to tell y'all.
No.
We're trying to tell y'all. We don't want to compete. You could be everything to me, and I'll take it.
You don't want to compete.
I don't want to compete, honey. But I just feel like
a lot of women want to compete with their
men have superiority complexes, right? And I feel like they want to be the ones making the most money. And when they're in situations where they're not, it's uncomfortable for them. And I feel like that aggression shows up in other ways. It could be mental abuse or physical abuse. But if he can't top you in the relationship in that
you being the perfect girlfriend.
Okay.
You making more money than this man. But out of nowhere, he just aggressive.
You ever seen that episode with Martin when he found out she was making more than him, and he did an exaggeration of how that's how men are.
Bruh.
No, let's reference it because that is one of my favorite episodes. He was mad boots.
You do have a point in that that there are men that can feel a type of way because they do feel like, as a man, you feel like the only thing you've ever been told in society is that you can provide for a woman or for a family. And then when you take that out, then it can make a man feel less than a man. But we do have women on the other end who do emasculate their man or feel like, you know what, you know, you're not as much of a man because I'll earn you, I educate you. So there are women that do emasculate.
And maybe
men,
they play right. They play
and they
on
play
that,
into
so that's
that. That's why the man
which is
feels
why,
right, so
which
maybe
is why
he doesn't
that aggression
have a woman.
Is coming out.
Right. This is why he probably doesn't want to have a woman to that makes more than him because he may be scared that she might use that against him.
Ain't a fair. It's the truth. You
know what I mean? Also, okay, so
anytime y'all get in an argument, what you think that first thing is gonna come out her mouth?
But that's the truth. That I agree with you. So that's why a man might not put himself in that situation. So right. I completely agree with you. We're going to be petty. We're going to go for the dirt.
So it's not that we competitive. It's that we logical.
No.
That's logic.
Let me tell you something.
If I get in a relationship with a woman that makes more than me, when we have a disagreement, she gonna throw that in my face. So
let me tell you something. Is it logical? Like, okay, there was a video going around of this woman, like the bill came, he had to pay for the bill. The woman passed her man
the bill,
like, the money on the, like, on the, oh, the... and then he paid it, right? So your woman, the most important person to you, the one that you should be impressing, is sitting there holding you down so y'all can look a certain way to society and to the world and to the rest of the world. So that's his ego. That's not logical.
And she doing that
and
for
men
him?
And men are naturally like that. Like, if you didn't have it, right, and I had it, right, and I was going to pay, do you prefer me to just give my money outright, or would you respect the fact that I passed it to you so you could, so it could look like you was paying?
I wouldn't care. My girl paying. What you talking about?
That video went viral, and there was a bunch of men in the comments like, yeah, she a real one. Da-da-da-da. And I was like, no, she not no real one, because he's supposed to impress her. Like, he's supposed to only prove to her that he can pay. What does it mean to the waitress that you can pay for me?
And that's an insecure man.
Man, but a lot of men do that. And a lot of men there's a lot of insecure men. Hold me down, especially if you from Brooklyn.
Yeah, like, from Brooklyn.
From the hood,
no.
The hood parts, okay. My grandma grew up in Bay Ridge. She had a brownstone there. It's not hood over there. It's not old Brooklyn. Is not hood.
You're right.
A lot of I've done it.
You slid the credit card.
I slid. Okay. It was.
It was debit card.
Credit card deeds. Okay, it was cash.
I was playing the cash. Okay,
like a drug transaction.
Oh, okay. Why you ain't just giving the money before y'all got there?
That's true. I don't think we were thinking. That's true.
I think, you know, and I want to get to the next topic, but I think obviously this area that we're going in when women are, you know, making just as much as men, closing that gender.
That waist gap,
whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like the first time in human history where this has been a thing. Like, you know what I mean? So we're trying to adjust to it. Like, you know what I mean? In our society, and the rest of the world is not the same, because women don't have the same rights as the men in most places and stuff like that. So here it's like, yo, you know, and I think in Greenland, they have a society where, you know, their men and women both share the financial responsibility. They have like this like synchronized society.
And every other country
it works perfectly in Greenland over there. Like, you know what I mean?
Let me name another country, please.
You know, that's one of the
$500,
you know,
Alex.
You know, Greenland is one of the most happiest countries in the world.
I think it was definitely like Switzerland or something like, that.
Sweden, Greenland top five for sure.
Sweden.
Luxembourg.
Mm. Oh, I've been there. I love it.
New Zealand.
My favorite place. Okay, obviously.
But like Eli said, like it's new times, and I guess people are adjusting to it. Mm-hmm. It does take a big man to accept that his woman is making more than
him. Why do you think that?
Probably ego. You know what I mean,
right.
A lot of people need therapy. Right. You know what I mean,
you don't have that ego involved. You like,
not at all, man. Take care of me, baby. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's what I'm saying. See, if men could do it, because you know, obviously women have more of a past, culturally speaking. No, he's not sassy.
They definitely gonna say you sassy.
Let me tell you something.
We break a generation.
If men can do it, I mean, they would. Yeah. So don't judge us because we use our feminism to get that type of relationship and have those type of dynamics. Like, if men could, y'all would do it in a minute. Yeah. Like, I feel like
if you're really into somebody, then the woman spending money on a man should not be an issue.
Yeah. Mm.
Whether it's vacation, going on a date, shopping for gifts.
Yeah, I always think,
why would I want my man to always buy me something and I can't buy him nothing?
Exactly. Yeah.
I've always believed in
reciprocation from beginning to the end. Like, if I'm texting you first every day and I gotta do that, and I don't text you first this one day, you can't text me. I guess we don't have the same amount of interest in each other.
You might not like me. I'm joking.
I mean,
I'm very open to texting you. It just may not happen sometimes because I'm so used to it. I'm like waiting for your text, excited. Mm. But now that I know that's a perspective of some men, then maybe I would just, if it's past like a certain time and I know he would have, I'll just text now. But it wasn't shady. It's not shady from my part. It'll just be like, I'm waiting for my, I'm waiting for him to text me.
Okay. You know? You might be waiting one day too. Reciprocation.
I'm going to text each other first.
Right.
Listen, let me get to this next topic. Would you or have you ever dated outside your race?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, so what's your ethnicity?
I'm Puerto Rican.
And what have you dated?
My ex, he was Arabic.
Okay. Ew, okay, mm. you you there?
So he was Arabic from Queens, and he was a hood Arabic.
Oh, hood one. That's why.
Like, his family didn't even know what the fuck he was really doing. Like, you know, you couldn't date outside.
You say hood Arabic.
I mean, hood, like, he went against his culture.
He was
Aki?
He was Aki?
He was Bangladesh.
Oh, okay.
So basically, in that culture, you can't date outside your culture. They will disown you. Mm-hmm. You can't get tatted. You can't eat certain things. Mm-hmm. You can't, like, smoke, drink, stuff like that. And
He was doing all that
without them knowing.
Mm. See, he had tattoos they didn't know either?
He had one tattoo they didn't know about it.
Not one.
You know, in their culture, they don't go walking around shirtless in the house and just showing body. They always, like, mostly covered and respectful, you know? Yeah. But it was really hard. And it was more secrecy until, you know, afterwards they found out.
You was the secret?
Huh? Secret to the parents, not to him and the friends, you know? Oh, okay, I respected it. Like,
you're not supposed to be dating outside.
It's not like you don't want me to be your mama. I understand. I understand that concept.
How old were you at this point?
I would say I was, like, what, 25, 26?
Okay.
It was a choice, so I went through it with him, you know?
So you had no intentions of y'all taking it all the way then?
Like. We didn't know at the time. Like, we was just with each other, and it was like, if our parents accepted it, they did. If they didn't, we already 25. Yeah, we're on our own, you know?
Oh,
like,
all right.
We're not, like, 16. Like, oh, my God, where are we going to live? What are we going to do?
Got you.
It's different when you're in your 20s versus 16.
For sure.
And stuff, you understand? So it's really hard because that could either make you or break you. So it could be temporary or it could be long-term where his family or her family is not going to deal with you or the kids ever.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Speaking,
so what about you? You ever date outside your race?
Mm-hmm.
What's your ethnicity and who have you dated?
I'm Puerto Rican and I've dated a Jamaican guy from Brooklyn.
Okay.
That's
when.
From Brooklyn. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it was cool. I mean, I even went to Jamaica with him for his grandma's 100th birthday.
Oh, that's love right there. He invited you back
pasta.
You was jumping up tables.
What year was that?
This was back, like, I want to say 2010.
Because I'm jealous. You think they still do pasta pasta? You think I got a chance now that I'm older?
I don't know.
Yeah, they still do pasta pasta.
Okay, cool. I got to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's so cool.
But it was, I was kind of, like, for me personally, I feel like I fall in, like, a weird place because I look really white and people don't ever think, like, I'm Spanish, like, first thing.
Just tell them
you was
beaching.
Talk, maybe, then they'll be like, oh, she got some spice. But other than that, it's, like, weird. So when I go into, like, you know, culturally, like, a whole house full of Jamaicans, it's like, who is this white girl? Like, you know,
it doesn't intimidate.
Who brought the white girl?
Even felt intimidated in a room full of Jamaicans. Lord Jesus,
I just have I have a strong personality, so it's kind of like, I, you know what you're about to walk into, so you just can't really show fear. You got
absolutely right.
Like, yes, I'm here. I'm not white. Like, but everybody was really, really, like, nice and loving. Like, it was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Okay. Definitely dated outside my race on multiple occasions.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm black. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love being black, by the way. But okay, so the guy that I dated, he was Greek.
Greek, okay.
And I dated him for a really long time. It was for probably 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were like in a real relationship and everything. And it was like, culturally speaking, it was different, especially when it came to the parents thing.
Because
he was too like coddled by his mom. Mm. And that was weird. And it was weird for her to accept me because of their close relationship, I feel. And I don't know. It was just some awkward moments, some stuff that you got to check people on. And that's what people, I feel like, don't talk about. And biracial couples, like, you don't, they will sometimes, like,
They're gonna try you, especially in the argument.
Yeah.
Ooh, they will try you, but, and that will bring out the.
So what ended it?
There was a lot of things.
Look.
I'm really cheeky about it because I'm kind of, I'm in my feelings a little bit. Not currently, but it was a big thing. But essentially, like, we kind of grew apart, you know, it was like 5-6 years, and it was like, he's like pursuing a career, like a medical career. So that's been like really straining. And then it was a lot for me to deal with. And I feel like I took a lot of time out of my life. And then when I wanted to focus on myself, it was when he probably needed me the most. And so that type of dynamic. But we were a real couple though. And it feels, I don't know. It feels it feels like kind of different, but it feels just as like, it feels the same, especially if they like the same stuff, culturally speaking, like like hip hop and all that other stuff.
Yeah, it makes
like,
it easier. Can, yeah.
I actually like appreciate that because I'm like, okay, you like you can embrace the culture because I really think we have like the dopest culture. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
So that's what I'm saying. So if is you can
is
embrace
your,
it.
Is your father still alive?
Yeah.
Do you hate your father?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I just had to ask.
Why would I hate my father? Because I dated a Greek.
Yeah, because as a black man, if I said I dated a white woman, they would say I hate.
Do you
my
hate
mother.
Your mom? No, if you said you only no. I never heard a black woman say, "Oh, you dated one white woman." That's it. I think they would say if you only dated white woman.
They say that regardless. Like
I feel like
I ain't never heard that.
No,
if you only dated,
I feel like those relationships are really hard for like other people because especially when it's like a light skin and a dark skin person, like people like just automatically like look and stare and have opinions and judgments. And it's like, you can get along so well with that person.
It's so beautiful. It's so normal.
Yeah.
It's normal.
Yeah.
You don't even
like,
feel the difference.
You're just people. But to other people, when you walk in the street,
they don't see it that way.
Different and it makes it even harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did.
No, I love my dad. I love black men, by the way. Okay. Like they're my favorite. Y'all are my favorites. I'm not gonna lie. But if I can't find one at the time,
you was in the longest relationship with a Greek nigga.
No, it wasn't
6 years. Not your longest.
We just fell in love. No, I had a five. I had a 5-6 year relationship. Also, kind of prior to that, like maybe within a year and a half, which was obviously a red flag for me. I shouldn't have probably gotten to another, big, you know. But and it was with a perfectly. It was with a
perfectly
black man.
Black man.
Perfectly
good.
Perfectly
black
no.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Perfectly what?
Perfectly broke black man. He's not
the black
broke.
Black man got to be broke.
That's an oxymoron. All right, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
He was Greek nigga got all the yogurts now.
What kind of broke was he?
Oh, he was broke. He was broke like not like a 9 to 5.
Didn't say he was broke. Broke.
Don't make me laugh too much. My allergy. No. He was like the broke where he was like, poor money management and broke. Mm. Late on rent broke, and we going 50-50.
Damn.
See? Yeah. I told y'all.
That's beanie broke.
Damn. So I don't know if you ever met this 50, one.
50, like I'm the only one.
Right. So yeah, broke like when we had like a dinner date with some like business associates of mine, like white people. Okay, and he told these people he wanted to be a WWE wrestler or something like that. And these people, I was like, oh! So mentality. He was just. It was just right.
And girl, you did that for 6 years?
Shit, that was
like,
love.
I was really young.
That was love.
Like, no.
Did he make it?
It was situational where like, we were young, we kind of moved in together to like, you know.
Did he make it?
Our first of, make it where? To the W. Yeah. He watch it all the time, I'm sure. Shout out to you. He's the nicest man. He'd probably be somebody's best husband, but he need a woman with money.
Did y'all ever wrestle in the bedroom?
Oh, definitely not. We don't do that.
So he ain't come in with the F or something.
Imagine, and I'd be super. Cause why would he telling people he want to be a WWE wrestler?
That's funny as hell. I was dumb and bad.
I was like, you know what? I support him. You know I ain't say nothing in front of them people. But when we were home, I just gave him a side eye. I didn't even say nothing to him.
Bombastic side eye. Right.
So what was the white people reaction when he said that? Though
it was like.
Oh,
I know these people very well.
Yes, you
so
read
it was
all
so,
their verbal. So bad.
It was so bad.
Like that.
I was like, I know, because this is the one guy's name, Dave. I was like, I know Dave ate him up. Like, I know Dave was like, you're a wrestler. Got it. Congratulations.
I can't even picture my reaction. Like, if I'm in talking to someone and I'm like, so, you know what you want to be in life? And they're like, I want to be
a WWE. I was like,
that is mad, right?
That is
crazy.
They do be making money, though.
They do be making money, but
you got to start doing it.
Keep that dream to yourself. We could even pursue it, boo. Mm-hmm. We could, you could be in the gym.
That could be like a passion, but
right.
Not like a goal. Like,
I don't mind. I don't even mind it being a goal, but please don't share it in front of everybody in this time.
You can't share it.
Can we have options? Like,
that's crazy. Let me get to this next topic. What percentage, your hair's fine. Like, what percentage of women do you think are bi?
85. A lot more now.
Oh, especially now.
A lot more
and
now.
All the kids are non-binary. Like, I do, like younger little white kids. Everybody non-binary at 9, 11, 12. You like,
I don't even know what that shit means.
Yeah. Exactly. Because
they're introducing stuff too early. Ooh.
Yeah.
They're introducing stuff too early, and it's making kids feel like, okay, well, I don't know what I am because, you know, they don't. Mm-hmm. So they just want to fit into something. I don't know.
And so what about the adult women?
No comment. Right? How?
I feel like a good 85% of women are like, mm-hmm. and I'm not gay, but like gay, like, oh, I have sex with you. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll eat your pussy gay. Like,
you talking about.
Like, I might let you eat my.
Sexual food. Gay or emotional gay?
Girl, sexual. Sexual.
No, I'm asking him.
Oh, sorry.
Sexual.
Sexual.
I'm interested in sexual.
I think more girls are more freakier or more open to it now. Mm. I say that because I'm bisexual. I've been bisexual for a long time.
I never knew you was bisexual. So.
But
me too.
Are you interested?
You bisexual too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I never knew she was.
But I would definitely say now. I would definitely say now there's more girls. I feel like they feel just more comfortable and less insecure with men.
Yeah.
And less harassed with men. Mm-hmm. So it's like the less you talk about sex, the more you're gonna get it. And girls are like that. We're not like, oh, let me fuck your pussy in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some we just like
and they mad.
Ease it in. We make it sound good.
Like, some of y'all. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I don't think women understand sexual harassment unless it's a man doing it to a woman. Mm-hmm. Women sexually harass women all the time. Like I've been in relationships.
And they be
with
giggling.
Women,
yeah, they're
but most part it's okay. But some girls take it too
just
far.
Sexually harassing them, touching them, because they feel like they can do it because they're a woman. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, nobody says nothing, obviously. Nobody wants
it. It depends on how you make me feel and if you're cute enough.
Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of girls that will like kiss another girl and even like let another girl go down on them. But when it comes to like being in a relationship with another girl and doing the deed
that's
back,
super different.
Like it's a completely different.
Oh, you don't do it. You okay? So
no, I do it. Oh, but girls, like she was saying it, they'd be like, oh yeah, let them eat me, I'll kiss them, but I won't. I was like, look at you.
Wait, so if I do it back, I'm bisexual, y'all?
Huh?
If you get it,
if I did it back, if I ate coochie,
yes.
Yeah.
If you let it happen, you bisexual. What you mean?
Yeah, you're basically halfway there.
Right. I definitely don't think
you're a receiver. You're not a giver.
If a nigga got head from a nigga, what is he?
Gay.
So if a girl get head from a girl, what is she? Yeah.
But there's a double standard there too, and it's not even fair. It's not even fair.
I hate that one more than the.
No. It's thing. Not fair, but it's like, a double standard. Is it not in?
Ain't no double standard. Y'all both gay.
I just feel like it's just so many people just trying to not be whatever they want to be, and all these words and letters and
Wait. Okay. So speaking of gay, right? There was this guy that came out, and he has a trans girlfriend, and he considers himself a hetero man, and he says that he's not gay even when he goes down on his trans girlfriend because one, she has a girly phallus symbol, and by that I mean penis. And two,
she has a girly penis.
That's what I swear to God.
I don't know what that means.
Look it up. That's what this man said.
I'm not looking it up.
You're not gonna see nothing crazy. Just a picture of them posing.
Oh,
trust me.
God.
But there's a whole article done. I think he's an influencer, and then definitely the trans
maybe
woman
really
is a or woman. She's all woman. Actually.
Tape it down.
And she looks every. She's very woman presenting.
Wait, you talking about there's doing that interview with Adam 22?
I don't think so. I think he just came out on his like social page saying this, but I could be wrong though. But we definitely gotta maybe reference it, but. For sure, he literally said he's not considered gay even when going down on his
woman
who is
So he's sucking penis.
Penis pussy or something. I don't.
What you said it was feminine. What you said it was girl penis. What you said feminine. What you said it was.
He said it was a girly.
Penis. A girly penis. So he's sucking girly penis.
Yeah, he said it's so it's not considered.
But
he's
not gay.
Even when he goes down on her, so he's sucking that, and then he said, "That's not gay."
He's more than gay.
He's a woman.
Even getting head by a man, like for a man to get head from another man, for you to enjoy that, you have to be gay.
Wait. So men, straight men, don't do that in prison out of necessity.
No, there's no necessity.
If you was in prison, God forbid,
you can jerk off.
But a lot of niggas hold out 30-40 years. So you're not gonna let even if she put on a, you know how they put the shirts for hair.
Kill me now.
Okay. No.
Oh my god.
Immediately no. I didn't even have to ask him. He said,
"Kill me now."
There's options. You can use the bars. They cold. Your hands. That you know.
The bars. What the fuck?
That's what they do. You know somebody that's in prison.
Never know what can happen.
Niggas be looping
up. For you to be like, "All right, I'm gonna just take a head from a guy."
Niggas be looping up the bars.
They do that though.
What they do with the bars?
You never know what happens.
I think lines become blurred in prison. I'm just saying.
Very blurred.
Nigga, Amazon got toys. Nigga, send me a toy.
You can't get that in prison.
No,
you can't?
I don't think so. They make them things. I know you've seen that.
Like the,
you didn't see them make them? You
can't get like the mechanical ones.
A pocket rocket. They make the pocket flesh rockets.
Ones, give me a pocket pussy.
They make it out of
my name, big bro.
Sheets, and then they like use like rubber bands.
Yeah,
they
make pocket rockets in there. Like, they be straight. Making stuff in there. They be so.
How y'all know about that? Y'all know better than we do.
Honey. Sure.
Nothing is a secret anymore. Everything is on Instagram. Right, it's like, that's what's going on in jail.
Right.
I knew it.
What the fuck y'all be watching on Instagram? That they sending y'all this shit.
It's the algorithm.
That shit ain't never come on my shit.
God, because you don't, but it wasn't like he was just like, this is how you kind of pleasure yourself, and then he showed people how to make it, and yeah, you could make one too if you wanted to.
Just to go back to the women bisexual situation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do find an interest in that. We always talk about how men, you like, we just utilize women's bodies for sex.
Mm.
Women do the same thing to women, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for sure.
Oh, kinda.
Mm-hmm. Y'all sexualize women, whether y'all like a fat ass, mm-hmm. big titties, and then y'all only think about doing nice sexual things to her, kissing them, eating a pussy, mm-hmm. sucking on a titties.
But I'm not gonna be like inappropriate. Either.
But that y'all, not gonna pay their bills. Y'all not gonna do anything for them outside of sex.
But can I tell you
what I'm saying?
Maybe.
It's the same thing.
Y'all
not paying a woman's bills.
Well, she could pay mine.
I have closer relationships with women that I've been with than men.
So you pay for another woman's bills?
Yes,
I feel like Soul would.
I've helped out in like anything that I could possible. You understand that they needed at the time. Absolutely.
There was a girl that I met a couple weeks ago in a bar, Rose Bar, or something like that in Washington D.C. My best friend lives in D.C., so I go there often.
Mm.
And she literally was like, "Okay, my eyes are on you since you first walked in," and she macked me. I swear to God. So the next day, I went over her house like late night.
But you're not bisexual.
Nah. I'm very single, and I don't have anybody I'm consistently dating necessarily, so I'm not having sex that much, and I need to.
So you went to her house and y'all
hooked
up? She
brought you a drink?
She was like a bartender, so she had a bunch of drinks at her house, and it was perfect because it was like a certain day in Washington, D.C. They ain't had no liquor nowhere, so it was good.
What?
And we had a fun night. It was like fun.
So she ate your pussy?
I feel like we did a lot of stuff. But I feel like it was like an experience.
Did you reciprocate?
I feel like it was an experience.
She didn't reciprocate that.
But she was very much like, I want to date you. Like, first of all, I think low-key she wanted to like, for me to still stay afterwards, kind of, maybe. But yeah, I left. So I get like what he means. Like, maybe we use. But I'm not using. Like, we could be friends, girl. Like, absolutely. Plus, like, she asked me out on dates.
Mm-hmm.
No, for real. And I haven't been back to Washington, D.C. And it hasn't worked out our schedule. But, like, I think that's really sweet. And I'm like, she's fun and outgoing.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
So you used her. That's the same thing with men. You used her for sexual, for an experience.
She thoroughly enjoyed me at home.
If a nigga did that, what is he?
He a dirtbag. He a jerk. He a fuck boy. He hates his mom. He hates his mom. He hates women.
But we are going to coordinate a date.
He's a narcissist. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I've had a threesome.
I didn't ghost her. Threesome with two women? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Best experience ever.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was kind of like her. They were married, actually, to each other.
Right.
And I liked them both. Right. But then I found out they were married, and I was like, damn, they're both off the market.
Right. Was one more aggressive, one more feminine?
Yeah.
Was it that dynamic? Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
So I was like, well, I guess I'll just, you know, party with them, kind of. So we just partied. But then little by little, they both started, like, hitting on me.
Who started? The feminine one or the
more? Probably the feminine one first.
Good cop, bad cop. They be like, you more
started,
sweet.
And it's like, all right, now I'm feeling the vibes. I'm like, what's happening here?
Like, what's tea, right?
Yeah, like, aren't you married? Like, what? So then the other one comes and they start flirting. And then, you know, one thing led to another. And I went back home
with
them.
That's a lot.
And then we had a great
So you jealous?
Shout out to them.
A little bit.
A little bit. I can tell. Girl, you get
not because of her, but because that haven't happened to me yet.
Oh, you okay? You want it?
Shout out to the lesbians.
It's there. It's in the bucket list.
Shout out to the lesbians.
And all the bisexual women out there.
Right, having fun.
Appreciate
the 80%. What you said, the 80-90%?
I feel like 85% of women have not lesbian, but you know, have a little gay, you know.
Yeah.
A little gay?
Mm-hmm.
Is there such thing as a little gay?
Basically, like you do it a couple times,
you do it one time, or you feel guilty about it, you look from far, you touch from close, there's different ways to be little.
Oh yeah, I will hope not to feel guilty about it. But honestly,
some girls do when they don't know the transition.
Afterwards, I did prefer a man.
So when y'all friends be dancing in the club, y'all be rubbing their ass and their pussy, like all that shit. What's that?
That's affection.
That's affection.
Sexual affection.
It's not that sexual. It's kind of like sexually, I don't know.
Y'all hand me all in they pussy. What you
mean? Okay, I don't know about all in the pussy. We in the club dancing. You might be sweaty. I don't want to embarrass you.
And that's not for all my friends, because some girls, they feel uncomfortable, and I totally respect that.
Oh, definitely not me, so, but you never even tried, so it's all right.
And you never tried this way either, so like.
All right.
And she be asking.
We could try after the show.
I don't advise girls.
Touch your home girls, because some girls just don't.
Sometimes it's a little weird.
Definitely don't advise playing with a pussy in public like that. Like, you're not, you know, like just friends that just making it twerk and look cute and being a girls gang. Not to be looking like y'all doing a porn in public.
I do feel like
some girls just be like drunk lesbian. I really don't. I don't like those.
That pissed me off one time. I got so embarrassed one time. I was at this girl's birthday party and she waited till I left, so like when I stood up in front of everybody, we was in like a section, but I felt so embarrassed. She literally waited till I stood up to leave to like kiss me. And I was like, I kissed her back, you know, I ain't wanna embarrass her. It was literally her birthday, but I really felt like, girl, you just did this for a little scene to be cute. Mm-hmm. You drunk, you feeling it, and you just embarrassed the fuck out of me. Like, I was so embarrassed.
Why you was embarrassed though?
Because it was random, it was out of nowhere. And really she was telling me as she was, you know, as the night progressed, like, oh, like, oh, I'm gonna take you home tonight. But I'm thinking this, like I said, it's affection. It's like, I'm thinking it's like.
So why is that random? If she told you.
I mean, she told me she wanted to take me home. She didn't say she was gonna kiss me. And then, like I said, you could have kissed me when we was on the couch sitting just in the cut. You did it as a show, as a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, I felt literally, I was like.
Oh, so you wanted more.
The fakest girl ever. She wanted attention.
Yeah, she wanted attention. And that's what embarrassed me the most. Because I was like, girl, I'm not. And I'm leaving. Uh-huh. You know, by the time you leave the club and stuff, you like halfway undrunk. So you like, you got a headache. You just want to go home. Right. So I'm just like, let me. You know, I wear short skirts. I got to hold my stuff down. And now she want to do the most when I already got this outfit on.
And don't drunk embarrassing me. Girls be the most aggressive ones, too. Well, they're the ones, like, really rubbing everywhere. Like, oh, my God. Like,
that ain't never
they be doing too much.
Like, not in a sexual way. I'm basically like.
You gay.
I'm saying that in a negative way. Like, I wish a bitch would. Like, that type of. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the
lady, yo, ladies about to hop in your DM.
Even
after
at strip clubs sometimes, too. I love strip clubs. Love them. It's like my favorite things to do ever. But I've had strippers where I have had to be like, calm down. Like, you doing too much.
Aggressive.
Like, so much. Like, shoving everything everywhere. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like strip clubs, y'all. No. I ain't never been to one. I ain't never been to a strip club. I swear.
Right. What?
The men look like, damn, these are good problems to have, y'all.
What?
I ain't never been to no strip club,
so I know you
feel bad for your life.
All the time. It just feels like solicitation of like the body, like, you know, when people,
that's where
you know, when you're on the subway and somebody like, come around battery or whatever DVD, I feel like that's what it is. But in the club setting, I don't know, it just
it's
feels
a
like
choice that they make.
Like, it just feels like
there.
Okay,
is you work there, you free right. game. You
yeah, it's a choice.
I fuck with it though. You know what? I'm definitely gonna do it, like do my big one, and I'm gonna wait till like I feel like I need to wait till I'm somebody or with somebody, because I want, you know, I really don't appreciate throwing my
and
own
I feel
money.
Like women enjoy the house strip money. Club. That's more than men do, because y'all get the free dances from the women most of the time. They're not really expecting y'all to really throw money like
they
that.
They not?
You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm definitely going to not spend money on no.
Like,
I don't spend money on no.
Favorite one.
You know what it is? That girls in that type of environment, they just want to feel like other girls have their back. You know, just like, let's just be fun and just touch my body. You don't got to pay me. Just want to feel like there's no hate. Because that's a very uncomfortable positive. Job to have
that's
or
true.
Do, I would feel like. So if I go over to you as in good nature, like not expecting money, because obviously you either buy yourself or don't have it, whatever. But just, hey, girl, talk about
I
my hair.
I
would
still get money a little bit. But
you know,
I get
just be regular girl.
I don't go to strip clubs because you ain't about to have me pay
full
price.
Hey,
or you doing some shit for free to the next shorty.
Not full price.
You ain't taxing me.
But trust me, the girls always go to the people with the money. You know? But if it's a slow night or if she feels
they know, like, they like hooks in
they
there.
Do,
they like,
do
they
eye
got
contact.
The eagle eye. Right?
Yeah, they
be
do
like,
eye
oh,
contact.
Maybe.
Like, they know.
I respect you, but like you said, it is a hard
listen.
It is a hard job.
You're gonna have to get it. We could have had a whole show about fucking lesbian culture and shit. I didn't know y'all was
passionate
about it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Very passionate. Shout out to y'all.
We do got to get up out of here. Again, let them know where they can follow you. That's where the girls could jump in your DMs. And stuff.
Okay. So, ladies, let me stop. Couture Chevaux, follow me. Okay, I'm growing my page this year, so follow me.
Definitely.
And just know she don't go to, she don't reciprocate. That's what I'm going
to. I would if y'all invite me. And you got, you know, y'all got the hookup. I might get
time.
Right. If I have a great time and y'all get a couple free dances.
You said you had a great time, I ain't gonna lie. At Shorty Crib, when you still live with a kid.
I had a great time.
So I don't know that. It's not true.
I'm Soul, that's Soul with two L's underscore 87, mm-hmm. and I reciprocate.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But
it depends on the
depends male on the or
person.
Female. It really depends. Mm-hmm. It could
you
be
too.
On the first date. Or it could be,
I'm sorry.
Or it could be a month from now. Right. You understand? It really just depends. Everything is not, oh, wait 3 weeks or just do it the first day. It really depends mm-hmm. on a certain person.
Right.
And that certain
the moment. Vibe. You
so
know what
can
mean?
I do a shameless plug for you though? She has skincare and I'm in marketing, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I have all natural soap and skincare now. It's called Skin 16. That's mm-hmm. Skin 16 with two eyes. Definitely check it out. Definitely good
it's
for
amazing.
You.
Her
natural.
Are
oh, yeah, they 100% natural.
Mm-hmm. Living proof.
Smell mad good.
Yo, shout out to your homie for holding down. You was about to just let that go.
Yeah, I was still stuck
I'm
in the girl
a business
house.
Major, y'all.
I was
going to
keep
on
like,
say
something. Let me
you know what
I mean?
When my friends, when they don't do it, I do it. When I don't do it, they do it. So it
we pick
like
up
that.
Each other's slack.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You know what I want to call you real quick? Penelope.
Me?
Yeah, I think you should change your name.
She looked like she wanted to reciprocate.
I hate that. I'm gonna call you.
She's like, I'm gonna call you Penelope.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but her tongue was halfway out her mouth. I ain't gonna lie.
Check it out, like,
but,
all right.
But anyway, yeah,
I'm
here you go.
AKA Penelope. No.
Tongue out again. There you go.
My IG is wildly underscore oblivious x3.
Exactly.
Yo,
yeah,
real quick, I just want to make this short. Like, we ain't gotta go crazy. But since most of y'all are lesbians or bisexual.
We all lesbians. That's right? It. We all right? Okay. She's more lesbian right. than both of us.
I'm lesbian. I'm lesbian too.
On this show, she's the most lesbian.
No, I'm the most
do
lesbian.
Do y'all care about a woman's body count?
A woman's body count?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
I feel like
it's not my business.
But would you mess with a woman who's been getting her pussy ate by every other woman? Like,
I wouldn't know because we wouldn't even have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. She will be known, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
as
but
long as nothing is
known,
as long as her pH
different.
Good.
Like, I said, and lesbian world is more know. Like how your pussy look and how it smell yeah. and taste. Because body count, like lesbianism
is
like...
fist. That's crazy.
I'm not about I don't know, to go down on nobody that I know that 50 other bitches did that shit.
Yeah, thank it you, does. It does. Sure. There's a lot of exchange.
They have a multiple yeah. connections. I have none to
you know, we asked yeah. another lesbian just a while back, and they had the same thing. Like, their body count does matter. Like,
it does.
They did understand... context when it came to lesbians.
Mm-hmm. Especially for you know females, I mean? Because we are super intimate, you know, it's our
my mouth
for like,
that.
That's
not
that's
know,
the
like,
pH rough. I wouldn't know.
That.
Yeah. We're not gonna have that conversation.
What
but...
you mean, especially for females? It's men's mouth too. Like, we do that shit.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but no, it's different.
What's the difference?
Men are really good at it, I feel.
At what?
At what?
Give
what? Eating Gucci. Oh,
not better than women. Not better than women.
Not in my experiences.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. I love men. I love men.
That's why she never reciprocated.
I love men.
You got to get up out of here, man. Join the membership.
Might have to show her something.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Thank you for having us.
Hit that like button. Subscribe. All that good stuff.
All that good stuff. You know what I mean? We out of here.
Peace, guys.